We're going to go off the coast of Northern Ireland because the population of the only inhabited island off the coast of Northern Ireland has almost doubled in the past 10 years. According to the 2001 census, 75 people lived on Rathlin Island in 2001, and today there are 130 people there. More and more young people are remaining on the island, and others with no connection to the place at all are going to live there. And I'm joined on the line by one of those, Jessica Bates. Good afternoon, Jessica. You moved from Dublin, I understand. And why and when did this happen?
Well, good afternoon. Myself and my husband moved to Rathlin just over 5 years ago. And we'd both been lecturers in Dublin, but we fell in love with Rathlin as we'd been visiting and staying here for a few years before that. And we really haven't looked back since we made our move.
Why do you think the population on the island has been growing so much in the last 10 years?
Well, the island is becoming really a very vibrant place to live, and people are really enjoying the way of life that you have in a small island community. We've young people returning to live here that were from the island, with people maybe of retirement age that are choosing to move in, and then people like my husband and myself that have come here to make a life for ourselves and to work, and maybe there's new businesses being set up. And of course, there's been a bit of a baby boom in the island as well.
A bit of a baby boom, and I believe you're contributing to it yourself at the moment.
Well, that's it. All things going well, our baby will be the fourth of five born this year in the island. So that's really tremendous news for Rathlin.
Yeah, congratulations. That sounds like that the place really has come back to life. Can you paint a picture for us of life on the island, kind of daily life?
Well, daily life for me is a little bit unusual. I actually have a job on the mainland. I'm a lecturer at the University of Ulster, so I would get up at 7 o'clock and get a boat at 7:30 and be at my desk in the university just after 8:30 and work there and come back in the evening. But there's a lot of new businesses on the island as well. So the people, that maybe young people that have moved here, have set up new businesses in catering and tourism.
Would tourism be the main driver of the economy on the island?
Tourism would be really important for the island. It certainly is.
Okay, and I believe the ferry service is the island's biggest employer. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. A lot of people on the island are employed by the ferry, but it'd be very usual for people here to have more than one job. So, for example, my husband has multiple jobs on the island. We also set up a small publishing company since moving to the island and have published two maritime books sort of with connections to the island. And a lot of people on the island are very involved in volunteer activities as well, in the local fire service and Coast Guard team and things like that.
Okay. Well, listen, Jessica, best of luck with your upcoming baby, and enjoy life on Rathlin.
Thank you. It's a beautiful sunny day here today, and there's lots of visitors mulling around and enjoying ice creams and enjoying the wildlife that they've come to see.
Sounds great, Jessica. Thanks very much for talking to us this lunchtime. That's Jessica Bates there from the increasingly populated Rathlin Island.